I want to do is pick up the last part of this Tosis. Last part of the Tosis really immerses us into a phenomenal significant sugya, which has hashlochot throughout Hilchos Brachos. The issue of how a person makes a bracha on one thing, the bracha then extends to other foods of the same sort. So we already discussed this in the context of Hamoitzi, establishing the status of a suda, and everything which is tofel to the moitzi is included in the suda. And even that, there's limitations to that. We spoke about achra suda, those type of things, a little bit. But more in the context of a person makes a bracha on a fruit. So how does that bracha extend to other fruits as well? So a lot of the place where it starts off is this Yerushalmi Tosfos quotes. And just to give an example of where this plays out, so obviously it plays out where it's put down halacha. It's put down halacha in Reish Vav. It discussed Sif Hei in Reish Vav. Sif Hei and Vav are really rude based on this Yerushalmi. But interestingly enough, back in Kufayin Zion, it discusses if you have parish which weren't Lefanov and you were Baruch Al Pas, or they set Pas from a different place. So when is the bracha that you said extend or not? When does it not extend? It comes up with Kufayin Tes. Krima Beis Alabayis, there's Semech on the Balabayis. It comes up in Hilchos Priyas HaTorah. It's in the Kuf Mem. The Pas Kresim Hanlo Shaila, a person made a bracha on the wrong, it was Rosh Chodesh and it was Chanukah. And so the order is supposed to be Rosh Chodesh and then Chanukah, and they rolled to the Chanukah Kriya first. They made the bracha, and then they realized that they rolled back to Rosh Chodesh, or they rolled forward to Rosh Chodesh, right? So they need to make a new bracha or not. That wasn't what they made the bracha on. It plays itself out in Hilchos Shechita, plays itself out in Hilchos Tzitzis. A person all of a sudden decides to wear two pairs of tzitzis, but he only had one pshas the bracha, and they brought the second one afterwards. Does the bracha on the first one is a nimshach onto the second one? Plays out with Hilchos Mila when you have two kids to tamal. It plays itself out in many different places in halacha. Hilchos Shofar talks about it. It plays itself out in multiple places. And you know, there's always the father of twins who uses this for his Bris Mila Torah. Right. So the starting point is this Yerushalmi that Tosfos quotes. Right. So that's why it's a fascinating sugya. This is one little Tosfos, but it's going to end up taking us a little while. Now, Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi different than the way the Rosh brings the Yerushalmi, and the way we actually have the version of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has it as a Sofik. Tosfos presents it as a Vadai. Vodyesh Yerushalmi, I'm not sure exactly why, what does it do with Tosfos, what Tosfos was discussing before, because Tosfos was discussing before this issue of the Shir, of Kazayas, and then of Beria. This Yerushalmi is the next piece of Gemara, but it's not relevant Bechlal to what we're discussing. I'm not sure why Tosfos brought it over here. Hechad Baruch HaTermusa Lemechle. So he made a bracha on this termusa, whatever the termusa is, Benof Miyode, and it fell out of his hands. V'shokal Achrina, then he took a different one instead. So Boy Bruchi Zimna Achriti. So you need to make a new bracha, since the one he made the bracha on, he did not eat. So the bracha, as it were, wasn't effective. And therefore, when he's taking a new one, he needs to make, he hasn't eaten yet, so he's taking another one instead of the one they intended to eat, so he needs to make a bracha, new bracha rishona. Okay. Now, again, the Rosh has it as, this is not as a fact, but as a sofik. What's the halacha in that case? That's the way the Rosh presents the Yerushalmi, which is the way we have the Yerushalmi. Tosfos presents it as a vadai din, it needs a new bracha. Then the more over there asks, the parak, the Yerushalmi asks, my shnomei amas amayim. So what's the difference in the case of the you have a river, you make a bracha on the Amas Amayim, so you start making the bracha, the water in front of you, by the time you finish the bracha, that water is gone, and you're drinking the water. See, the water you're drinking is not the water you made the bracha on. So, and that works. So over here also, so the one you're made the bracha on is gone, but now a new one instead, but that should work. So why do you need a new bracha over here? So Tosfos says, Pirish Mavorach Lishas Vahani Ozi Vahani Achmini Ninu. So, now, So the case of Amos Amayim, that was his intent of Tefillah. He knew that the water is flowing, so the water he's making the bracha on is not going to be the water that he's actually drinking at the end. In the case of Tamusa, he planned to eat this one. He didn't, and therefore the bracha doesn't work. Now Tosfos doesn't say clearly what he's planning, whether he was planning to eat other Tamusas, the Chatchila or not. He just says that's not the one that he had to ask to make the bracha on. He planned to make the bracha on Tamusa A, and he ended up eating Tamusa B. Now, you could very well understand Tosfos. Tosfos means that he planned to originally eat A, B, C, D, E, F, G. That wasn't his question. But he planned to make the bracha on A. He ended up not making a bracha on it because A fell before he was able to eat it, so the bracha wasn't chal on it. Right? Or you could have toisus means he had no intent to eat anything else besides the first one. Right? Whereas the case of the water, clearly he intended to drink the other water. So that toisus is not, you're not committed one way or the other, because to be a big lasasha in the Mishnah is this halacha that you need a new bracha only in a scenario where you do not intend to include other ones in chadchila. He only planned to eat A, and then A's gone, so you need a bracha. But he planned to eat other ones, anyway the bracha is going on other ones. So then he doesn't need a bracha. Or no, even in the case we intended to eat other ones, but since he wanted to make the bracha on this one, and this one is gone, he loses the bracha. So that's going to be a machlokes rishonim. So Tosfos is not really clear one with the other. Fine. And then Tosfos says, we have a bracha shem kol lavoed. And that's appropriate to say Baruch Shem Kamal Chazal Lomboed on a Baruch Shem Kamal. Okay. Now, it's interesting. The Baruch Shem Kamal really deserves its own conversation, so I'm not getting involved in that too much right now. Exactly. The simple understanding is that since there was an element of Ezra Chil Hashem by saying a Baruch Shem Kamal Chazal, he needs to create a Kiddush Hashem corresponding to that and say the Baruch Hashem is Baruch. So that's an element of counterbalancing it.
You mean the Baruch Hashem is not making it not a Baruch Hashem, just you're counterbalancing the
thing? You can't make it not a Baruch Hashem, right?
It's a Chilul Hashem even though it's not like a public thing necessarily.
Chilul Hashem really has multiple understandings of Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem, one explanation of Chilul Hashem is that is then you know doing something public desecration of God's name, but the simple idea of every avera betzim is like the Yerushalmi says that the word chil is related to the word halal, that Roshim created the world, he sort of pulled himself out of the bria to allow space for us to not perceive him there, and our job is to inject him back into that bria, and every time we, as it were, void him out of the Bria by doing something incorrectly, there's a Chil Hashem. So the Kiddush and Chil Hashem take place very privately. Okay, so that's what Tosfos is. So that really is a separate conversation, exactly what this Chil Hashem, what the Baruch Shem, how it works and what it does. What exactly is a Baruch HaLevatolo? That's not for now. Okay, so Tosfos introduces this Yerushalmi. So let's see how the Rosh brings it. Because the Rosh brings it differently than the way Tosfos brings it. So I put in the Maamar Kamos, I put Simen Yotes and Simen Chav. I just want to correct that. You should learn Simen Chav and Simen Yotes. And you should see Simen Chav first. So, and then eventually you can go back to Simen Yotes. And you'll see why as we go along. So the Rosh brings the Yerushalmi. Rusik Omer Reb Zera Boy, Haiman the Nosa Tamusa. So Rusik is asking, the name of Reb Zera is asking a Shiloh. A person takes the Tamusa, Mavarach Alei, and he makes the bracha on the Tamusa, and it falls away. Mali Bruche Alei, Zimna Tinyasa. So does he need to make a new bracha? Pirish. Hoyo Lefon of Tamusim. There was multiple Tamusim in front of him. And not all Echad Mehen, Ubirach Alav. He took one of them and he made a bracha on it, went off the miyada, and it fell before he ate it. So in boyle, imsarach lebarach alei pam shenis alav acher. Does he need to make a new bracha before he eats the other ones? That one fell, it's miyos, so you can't eat it anymore. So there's no question you're not going to eat that one. You're going to eat a different one instead. So you need a new bracha when you eat the second one. So then it says, "Ma bein oil levein amas amayim." So it's different, how's it different in the case of amas amayim? So again, the Rishalmi has it as a shayla. Rishalmi is not sure according to whether Rush quotes it, which is the way we have the Rishalmi.
The case of the Rush is where he's eating the same one again. The one that fell, he's picking the one up that fell.
No, he's not picking up the one. He's eating a different one. The one he fell was the Kemiyus. The one he's going to eat, does he eat a new bracha for that? Right. Okay. Yeah, it is misleading. And the Lashon of the Yishalmi, and Tosis doesn't really quote Yishalmi exactly as is. Boy, bruche zim nachriti. Do you need to make a new? Do you need to get a zim nachriti? Also, is making another bracha. Right. Now, so it's not clear in the Rush. What's the case? Again, we have the same question in the Rush. Was he planning to eat other tumrus or not? He was only planning to eat this one tumrus, and it fell. And he says, "Oh, I can't eat that one. I'll eat a different one instead." But the Rush adds the information that there were other tumrus in there, lefanov. And let's say we don't know if he had kafanah b'feres one way or the other. He just had to musim lefanav. He took one, right? Was he planning to eat the other ones or not? This thing being machlokes is how to learn the Rush between the Madana Yomtiv and the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef learns that the Rush was his intent was to eat other ones. He planned to eat multiple ones, and that's why the case was the Rush tells me that there was multiple to musim there. And he's going to eat all of them, but he wanted to make the bracha on termus number one, and that fell. So he's eating termus number two, which he's planning to eat anyway. The Shalmi is clearing that you need a new bracha on that one before you eat it, because that wasn't the one he intended to make the bracha on. Which the Beis Yosef will bring that other Rishonim argue on that. Okay.
So if he intended to make the bracha on all.
According to the Rush, Pashtus, no. According to the way the Beis Yosef is the Rush, no. He planned to eat all of them, but the bracha is chal on the one you have in your hand. And so that's how the Beis Yosef understands the Rush. Okay, Ma Ben Olam Ben Emesam. The question is why. That's you know, we're just trying to get some facts on the ground over here. Ma Ben Olam Ben Emesam. Amrin. So we say Tamon Lekach Kivin Daito Mitchila Bram Hocha Lekivin Daito Mitchila. When he made the bracha, he wasn't planning to make the bracha on this water because he knows this water will be gamma the time he finishes the bracha. He intended to make the bracha on that water. Over here, he intended to make the bracha on this item. This item is gone, so he needs a new bracha. That's the suffix. Okay. Tanur b'chia in mevorkan al pas el b'shoshu pares. So then the Yerushalmi continues and says that when the bracha on the pas should be. B'shoshu pares, which we'll leave that untranslated for a moment. Amr chia barboa, hado amra, hadein denosa pugla mavarach alei, v'huloi osa liyadei, tzarech lebruchi alei zim netinyesa. So from what Amr chia just said, I learned that if a person takes a pugla is a fig, and he makes a bracha on it, but he ends up not eating that one, or similar to the case before it fell or something of that sort. So he needs to make a new bracha before he eats. Okay, that's the end of the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi understands El Vashashu Betseya. So he means Hainu, Time Shal Yibatseya Kedem Bracha, which means that what the Yerushalmi means is that you make the bracha and then you cut the bread, like we do on Shabbos. The question is why? Why do you make the bracha and then cut it? So, well, we know because you want it to be a sholem, b'shas bracha. Yerushalmi wasn't as smart as that, didn't know that that's the reason. Yerushalmi had a different reason why you do that. Yerushalmi came up with the following interesting idea. Because if you cut the bread beforehand, so you're only making a bracha on that piece of bread. If the whole loaf is there, you're making a bracha on the whole loaf. Well, if you cut the piece beforehand, if you cut the piece after you make the bracha was chal on the whole loaf. See, even if the piece that you cut falls, you don't have a problem making the bracha because your whole loaf was part of the bracha. Where, however, if the case was that you cut it beforehand, so you're only making a bracha on that one piece. That one piece falls, you need a bracha. So that's Rishami's reason why you're supposed to cut afterwards, not beforehand. The Hamer Baruch Al Pasel B'Shoshu B'Tzeiah Hainu Tamei Shal Yivatzeiah Kodem Bracha Shem Atip Al Aprusim Yodrei Metei Ovid V'Tzarch Lachzor L'Vorach Al Aprus Acheres V'Yesh Kan Bracha L'Batola V'Vorach Kodem B'Tzeiah Akol Apas. So if you make a bracha on the whole loaf, then in Tip Al Aprusim Yodrei Yifras Acheres L'Yitzarch L'Vorach L'Yitzarch L'Vorach. Okay. That is how the Yerushalmi understands that din. So therefore, Reb Chiya Bar Vo said, based on what Reb Chiya said, in Reborchan al Pasel B'Shoshu Paris, which means that you make the bracha and then you're Paris. That's how the Yerushalmi understands that brisa. So it means when you're coming to Paris, you make the bracha then and then you're Paris. State Yenadin that if you make a bracha on a pugla and you drop the pugla, you need a bracha. And that's why by the past, you want to avoid that possibility by being Paris only after the bracha. That's how the Yerushalmi, that's how the Rosh says, the Yerushalmi understands the lamdas of Reb Chiya's din, and it says this din. So it comes out that Reb Zeira was masufik in this din. Reb Zeira is masufik about it, right? And but it comes out that Reb Chiya Bar Vo was being pashat the shayla. Based on Reb Chiya's braisa, we were pashat the shayla. So even though the Reb Zeira was talking masufik what the din is, but we have a raya from Reb Chiya's braisa. Okay.
Do we have a Gerson and Shami like the Rosh
places? The Gerson and Shami we have was like the Rosh. I mean, that was boy, yeah. Okay. Now, it's like the Rosh. I will have the Mordi done. Please, guy, Yerushalmi, for high time. So, in Simon Yotest, the Rosh discusses how the Babli learns that din of Reb Chiya, of being Paris. When you're supposed to be Paris. So the Babli does not agree with Yerushalmi that that's Reb Chiya's braisa. It doesn't mean we disagree in the din. We disagree that the reason why you have to cut it afterwards is because you're worried about it falling. Why have to worry about the possibility of falling? So that's not, Reb Chiya is saying a different reason why that din is true, but that's not the motivation for the din. It doesn't mean that Allah wouldn't be true, that if it fell, you'd have a problem. You're saying that I'm not Mechiyav to be back, daf could be mak, but to be Paris afterwards to prevent the possibility that I might drop it. I'm not clumsy, and I'm not going to worry about that possibility. Okay. By time he came back, he made him Yerushalmi. Zeh shim hoya peres lefanav, v'day to la'achlam. So he had peres lefanav, and he planned to eat them, plural. But not till echad mehem. Because what's Yerushalmi's case, right? The Yerushalmi's case is that he's taking the loaf of bread. He wasn't mesuim dafka to what dafka to one piece. That's what he understands Yerushalmi. So you have multiple peiros. You plan to eat the peiros, plural. Menatol echem mehem. You take one. Ubirach alav. Menafel miyada v'nevet. Tzarach bracha cheres ala peiros. Sheyocha. Okay. So you need to make a new bracha. Fine. So that's the Rosh is learning out this din that even though the Rosh says clearly your intention was to eat them. Plural. You're planning to eat multiple peiros, and you took one to make the bracha on, intending to eat a second one afterwards, etc. But since the ma'isa, that one fell, you didn't make the bracha, so you go now and you make a bracha on a different peri, you need a new bracha. Before you go to the second one, you say Baruch Shem. Then he says that, before that, you can finish up the bracha, Lam Deinu Kekecha. It should be like reading a pasuk. It won't be shem shemayim levatala. Okay, fine. That's the end of the start of the Yerushalmi. And then he goes back to the sugya over here, which the more discusses when's the appropriate time to cut. Do you cut before the bracha? Do you cut after the bracha? Do you cut as it were during the bracha? That's the sugya which we didn't do yet. So let's hold that for now. So the Rosh quotes Yerushalmi. Quotes Yerushalmi as a suffix, brings the end of the Yerushalmi, which learns from Reb Chiya that you do need to make a bracha. And the Rosh says halacha lemaisa that the Balbi can agree with this din that a person takes one pri al das to eat multiple peiros, and he drops one, he needs to make a new bracha. So the Rosh is introducing a fascinating idea. Just whether other Rishonim disagree with it or not, that's a different question. Say that you're planning to eat multiple peiros. So your das is on the multiple payers, and the bracha works on multiple payers. But that's not what happens. What happens is the bracha is mechal on the one that you're holding, and that which the bracha goes to the other ones is some din, unnamed so far. And therefore, when you drop that one, the bracha wasn't chal on what you made the bracha on, so you need a new bracha. But when the bracha is chal, you continue eating afterwards without needing a new bracha. So what is the mechanism? The Rosh doesn't tell me what the mechanism is. So if you, till now, we would have said, listen, the person sits down and he has five oranges, he's having an orange party, right? So he's making a bracha on all the oranges. His bracha goes on all five. So that's why I need a new bracha on each one, because he's making a bracha on all of them. So then, in fact, I drop one, what's the difference? But so I'll make, go eat the second one. The bracha is chal on the second one. The bracha is chal on all five, right? The Rosh is not learning that's not what happens, that the bracha is chal on the one that you're holding. And that which you don't need a bracha on the other ones is because X, right? But since the bracha wasn't chal over here, you're in trouble, right? That seems to be the chardosh state in the Rosh, right?
Rabbi, according to the Rosh, if he took a bite out of one orange, he didn't have a desire for that orange yet, and then it fell, would he also need to make a new bracha?
One bite is enough.
Can we suggest in the Rosh a mahalach with the Pnei Moshe, then it's like a chas
kadas? Why you need a bracha?
You need a bracha, not because of a chalos issue, but it's a chas kadas. Your mind was distracted when it fell.
That would be a different, yeah. That would be ma'akiv. Okay, so there's a Rashba. This is the sugya later on in Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. So it's an important Rashba. The more of this discussing the shaila of the kedimin brachas. So if a person shibas aminim chaviv, what gets kedima? So the more what the case is discussing, I'm eating two fruits which are both oates, and which one should I make the bracha on? Which one is more chashav that deserves to get the bracha be set upon it? Or we're discussing, even in a case with different brachas, an eitz and adama, right? Something of that sort. So, assuming that that's the chashav of the Gemara, assuming that the ikar din halacha is that's referring to is when it's the same bracha, right? Most of the shana paskin, that's how we paskin, that this discussion of Chaviv or Minshiva or etc. All the different milas with the Sholem, those milas are milas. Etc. I have two foods with the same bracha. I should be madif to make the bracha on the more chashav of a fruit. Okay. So in the last Rosh from Aleph from Aleph, and this version is a page in the Dalad. I know what version you have. She says, "Mistar with the fill of the Rabbi Yehuda, mahoy lefun of Esrig v'zayis." So he had an esrig, which is not a shibas aminim, but it's a brei piyo eitz. And his eyes was a shibas aminim, it's a brei piyo eitz. V'kadam abirach ala esrig, he finds esrig by him are more chaviv than zeisim. So according to the chachamim, you go basa chaviv. According to the Yehuda, go basa shibas aminim. So he made the brach on the esrig. He should not have done so, but he did. Al b'sheinu rishoy, he wasn't allowed to do that. En esrach lach shalabarach ala zayis. So he said, okay, so the bracha was on the esrig, it wasn't on the zayas, because you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to make the bracha on the esrig before the zayas. No, it works. Kimashai b'asei and Shabbos. So who should iskam and lift the zayas b'bracha b'birchas or esrig? It's only if he had in mind when he made a bracha on the zayas. No, I'm sorry, when he made a bracha on the esrig to include the zayas. Then he says, he gets the Melvin Mishan, which I'm going to leave for now. Miu, I feel the Tanakama, the Hosam, don't prepare his Masakadera, Hogalak Pajalab, and Miskabin Lifter as a Zayas. The person saying, you know what, I plan to eat a Zayas, and I'm making a bracha on the Esrig to include the Zayas. Then the Zayas is included. I will Lloyd Miskabin Lloyd. But he wasn't Miskabin to include the Zayas. But he wasn't Dafka Miskabinatsu. So he had food in front of him and he's planning to eat all the food. And the bracha is going to go on everything. The Ein Abedin, it doesn't work. That doesn't work. You can make a bracha on the less Choshev, doesn't work for the more Choshev, unless you have a Farish Das to do so. But if you didn't have a Farish Das, it doesn't work. The Ein Abedin Sheyifter, Mi Sheino Choshev, Es a Choshev, Derech Grora, El Derech Kavana. It's not acceptable to be moitzi that the less chashish we moitzi, the more chashish derech grorva. It's only acceptable to, it only works, it's not acceptable, you're not supposed to do this, but it only works, b'di eved, if you do it derech kavana. But if he does it stam, that which the bracha goes from A to B is called derech grorva. And grorva doesn't work from a more chashish that the less chashish should be able to be gerer the more chashev after it. That's what the Rashba says. So there's a mussig of a concept of the way bracha works from A to B is through bracha. But the bracha in A is the bracha, and it schleps mit the other foods which come sort of afterwards. It's sort of like it's the head of the train, and the merlech schleps everything else with it. So you can't call it the head of the train when it's ain't a chashev. Ain't a chashev can't be the head of the train vis-a-vis the chashev. If you have kavana, so Rashba holds, then it's like you're being mechavin to make a bracha on the zayis also, which the Chor is not like the Rosh. Because the Rosh, the Chor, according to the Rosh, but the case of the Rosh, you had kavana for both, the bracha was chal on both. So the Rashba does introduce a way that the bracha can go from A to B without kavana, but he says that there is a case where the bracha goes on both big kavana. The Rosh seems to say even if you had kavana, it only works derech grorva. The bracha is chal on the first one, and memelit schleps mit the andra. Right? So the like the rush. If that's how it works, what you made the bracha on wasn't valid. You don't have a bracha to schlep with you. There's no engine. Right? The Rashba says depends. If you're doing a derech kavana, sabim mechavan, the bracha should go on this and on that and whatever I have. But I don't think, even though I'm planning to eat it, but I wasn't intend the bracha should go on it. Then it works through derech grorah, and derech grorah doesn't work to go from the more chashiv to the less chashiv to the more chashiv. You can't schlep, the less chashiv can't schlep the more chashiv. Yeah. Where's the concept of grower from? He doesn't, there's no Gemara which gets it. That's why I went to the Rashba, because the Rashba is the one who says it.
According to the Rashba, in the case of the Tormus, because of grower, they would not be grower.
So it depends. There's a case of the Rishonim says you need a bracha. So what would that case be? Partially the case of Grora, the Rashi would hold, he would agree with the Rosh.
But if it would be Kavana,
then... It would be Kavana, right. So assuming the way you learn the Rosh is talking about, he planned to eat all of them and he had Kavana for all of them. According to Rashi, that case wouldn't need a bracha, which is the sheet of the Reino Tam. Reino Tam says like that. The Reino Tam says that if the person had Kavana for multiple pairs, then the Rishonim then doesn't apply.
So the Rashi's telling the Rishonim.
Right, so that's what they said in the Rebbeinu Tam. The Rebbeinu Tam is going on the Rishalmi. Rebbeinu Tam says that the Rishalmi is only true in a case we didn't have kavana for multiple foods. It's all he only kavana for the first one. So then, whenever the bracha goes afterwards, it's just like being schlepped with. So, but the bracha wasn't chal, so there's nothing to schlep. Right, so that would be how the Rashba would learn like that Rebbeinu Tam, which the Rebbeinu Tam is not quoted in Tosfos. It's quoted in the actually the Gros Maimonides. Which the Beis Yosef quotes the Shem Rebbeinu Tam. Shibuli Lekin, I think, quotes it. You know, it's you know, the Ashkenazi later Rishonim quoted. Okay. So the Rashi introduces a musig that there's two ways that the bracha should work. So that's a fascinating idea. The Rashi that says you can have the bracha working bikavana, you know, bracha working derech grorah. Now, which one is easier in a lot of those? Right? So I said, like, so he'll ask, like, who says maybe bracha always works derech kavana? Right? So that would be, you know, which would be much easier, right? You sit down and you're planning to have X, and so you have kavana for all of them. Or we'll see that the Rav Shita is that if it's in front of you, that's called you had, it's like derech kavana. Right. Okay, so that would be the equivalent of it. I'm being mechaber, whatever's in front of me. I don't need bedafka beferish kavana, according to the Rabbi. According to the Rabbi, you need beferish kavana. And according to the Rabbi, if it's a felt deal, it's good enough. And according to the Rosh, that's not true. But according to the Rosh, it says, so the Rabbi and the Rabbi Tam have this musik of saying a bracha with kavana. So that's why it covers the rest of the meal. Okay, so according to them, person starts the meal, and they decide to add some more food. So then, the car is no shalom, you need no bracha. Because the only reason why the bracha works, so the food that you continue to eat, is because you had a bracha on everything you planned to eat, but anything would be brand new, right? So this is the shaila which comes up. Which the Rishonim referred to as nimlach. The person started the meal on planned to eat hay, and then he decided to eat some more. Or so does he need a bracha? So according to the way, if the bracha only worked there, so there's no shaila. The problem is most Rishonim say that you don't need a new bracha. So I mean, there's another din of bracha, and they bring rayas for that from the sugya. So as we'll see, this is all part of the same sugya. So this whets our appetite, excuse the pun, for like, there's a lot more to the sugya over here, than how does he apply this din over here. So how do brachas extend beyond the first bite? Right? So, I mean, theoretically, we could have said, oh, salon is a simple bracha. You know, a person should be in the head of a simple bracha. I mean, each bite is 100 dollars, and you have to do a bracha b'shanah, it's a single bite. Right? That would theoretically be a valid way to do it. We would find that a little bit, you know, it definitely would work on your, help you on your diets. It would be difficulty having kavana. Okay, different issues would come with it, right?
Phobia.
Right, you're not eat, you have to make 4,000 brachas, 4,000 brachas every single day. It would be punched at the top, right? At one time, right? Yep. Right, so, but the maisa, no, so we see there's a muslim that the bracha, you can make a bracha, and the bracha takes effect. There's a chalois shame bracha on something. So it really introduces a different question, exactly which we need to be masber. Also, what exactly are you making? What exactly are you saying when you make the bracha? Right, so I just, there's a fascinating piece they have. They quote from the Chazon Ish. So he says that when you say Brei Eitz, for example. You're not talking about this orange. You're talking about the brush made, the Pri Eitz. So then he brings that in Rosh Hashanah Shapiro was addressing, was talking about the Chazon Ish, and he was addressing the question of the Magen Avraham. The Gemara says that you make the bracha of al natilas lulav, so you hold the lulav b'yamin. You know, the esrog was small. So the Mora says, because the lulav has, the hadas and rabbas are together with the lulav, so it has three mitzvahs. The esrog only has one mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham asked in Hilchos Dalaminim, the bracha is al natilas lulav. And the rule is that when you make a bracha on something, you're supposed to hold it by yamin. That's brought down in Shimon Reshwav Siftal. This is Sif. That's where our sugya starts, Siftal. So he's supposed to all be a minz. That's more like also covered a bracha issue. But what's the Gemara asked the shayla in sukkah? How do you know that the lulav, you hold the lulav be a minz? Of course you do. Alatilas lulav. You hold the lulav be a minz. That's when you're making the bracha. Just like if I'm in Rechlas Nehenin. So Rav Moshe Shmuel wanted to say that to answer the Magen Avraham's kasha, the brachas on the henin, because the brachas chal on the chayfitz, there's a din of chalois bracha like we see over here. Semela, there's a din of the brachas chal on the chayfitz. Semela, there's a din of yamin. But brachas lulav, that's like you're making bracha. There's a chalois din bracha on your lulav, right? So it's not chal al davar. So maybe that the Gemara says, I don't know, that there's a din of yamin. That's what Rav Moshe Shmuel was wanted to approach it from that angle. Because he has always the same Rabbeinu, when he presented this to the Chazon Ish, so he said that who should let Rechaz Ahen, it's Chal al-Dover. Because the Bracha says Brei Pri Eitz, it doesn't say Brei Pri Brei Zeh Pri Ho Eitz, Pri Zeh Ho Eitz, Pri Eitz Zeh, you know. So then the question comes up. So that's a fascinating question. Is the bracha on the cholius hamin? I'm saying brei pri eitz. So then we understand why the bracha is able to extend beyond what you're making the bracha on. But then why is the case an helpful to musa miyodo? Why do you need a bracha? I said Berei Pir Eitz. So all the, right now, every, all the eights in the room, it should be a fair game. I said Berei Pir Eitz, right? So
all eights in the world.
All eights, well, the eights in the world isn't here right now. So I should be able to, what? Lekar, right? So, so he says, but so what's the musa bracha batal? I mean, I'm standing right now and I say Varsham is benched. He makes POH. It's a true statement. Varsham is if there's a lacha, I have to make a bracha on this item, right? So Chazanish adds El she'en mevarchem ki bebar lehanes. The bracha is only said when it's time for the person to come to be nehenna. So that's when the chazar remesakin to make the bracha. The vast majority of Rishonim learn that the din of bracha lebatol is not a deraisa, it's not a shabbos ram lebatol, because betzim you're saying a deraisa shevach. There's a Rama which is machlokes whether Rama means deraisa or not. The Rama says you're a lesisa, right? But it could be it means lesisa the rabbanon. But so but according to the Chazon Ish, I mean that it's on the kolias hamin, so that it's obviously not a din deraisa. There's a din deraisa that Shem Shemayim Lo Tola, that's the one that I learned from a pasuk, as Hashem Lekachotira, that a person should have yira from the person's name. You don't say Shem Shemayim Lo Tola. That's an Isser Aseh. So a person says Shem Shemayim Lo Tola, he's never an Isser Aseh. A person wants to say Shem Shemayim not Lo Tola, Derech Sheva. A person wants to say Shem Shemayim Zmir Shabbos, right? It's not a pasuk. It's not a... So I want to say, sing Kari Bon and say Hashem's name. So... Well, it's not Shem Shalom Tolok, I'm saying it Derek Shevach. And so all these poems which were composed, which say Hashem's name Derek Shevach, are mutter. Some people are, you know, one of my rabbis was Mach Benato, because he says, you know, every time you say Hashem's name, there's a look in Simon Hey, how are you supposed to say Hashem's name with the right kavanah? So I have bad enough trouble with the Shem Hashem's that I have to say that I'm not saying with the right kavanah. They have to have more Hashem's name with the wrong kavanah. So that's what he said Hashem instead of saying the Hashem's name. But Mikra, then you're allowed to.
You have to finish the Zemar?
You have to finish the thought. So there's a Chayyadim, it's taught people think that it's a Dinah Apostle. The Chayyadim says the Pharisee is not a Dinah Apostle. It's a Dinah, should be a full thought. In other words, because then that's Derek Shevach. Mm-hmm. Right? The Burnish, you know, that whatever thought you're saying, you know, you stop in the middle of the sentence, it doesn't make any sense. That's Taka, that's not Taka problem. But as long as it's a full thought, you don't need a full Apostle, he says. The Pharisee.
He says, Karban Elam.
I don't know. It's not Ben Arlen, Ben Amalia, because he says it's felt in the full Kabbalah. I don't know. You'll have to ask the you'll work that one out yourself. But there's Musaf Shem. So Chazal had to make a tikkun called Bracha Lebatol, according to that approach. Because it's not Shem Shemayim Lebatol. The Marsh is talking about Shakol Niyabi Boro. It's a beautiful Shem of Tekadosh Baruch Hu. It's not in context of eating something. So there was a tikkun. There was a dinner. Rabbanu Chazal said no, saying a bracha which is niska that you should say it as a reaction to being nehenna. If you're not being nehenna, there's something wrong. That's not the appropriate thing to do. Okay, all right. I saw a very nice suggestion how to look at it. And it says the betzim every bracha really has two elements to it. It says there's an element of hoidah in the bracha, there's elements of shevach in the bracha. I'm because I'm getting this benefit. Also, the hardest one is a lebracha is ischayev that I have a chuyev to be moida on this benefit that I have. The way I'm moida on the benefit is by saying the shevach. So the shevach is taka true. It's taka not shevach. It's not. It's taka true. The shevach. The shakol niyavivurah. But chazal r'masakin to say derech haydor. That's what chazal r'masakin. So when you come to benefit this benefit, this is the appropriate thing to say. So I'm coming and sort of saying, like, you know, that either I've been Fruman and Chazal, I can say without getting the benefits, or I don't see that the benefit is a machaya for this nusach. I make it myself. So that's where Chazal saw that was inappropriate. Because the talk of the Shevach is true, but the problem is not there, Chidor, because you want to be invited for. Right. So I think it's a nice approach. The Rama might learn Bracha Batol is the Raisa. That's a big shaila. How to understand why Bracha Batol be the Raisa is Loisisa, which is Shua. What is the Shua? Okay, that's a different. You know, not right now. Well, Kaponim. So if you learn that the Bracha is just on Derek Klali, these sugars get very difficult. If you learn that the Bracha is number Prati, on this item, so there's a chalos bracha. So according to this suggestion, that's the safer seder bracha that I've been carrying around somewhere around over here. So he suggests that would be the understanding of the combination of the two. The batsim, the nusach of bracha is on min klolit. But the sibas of bracha is because of the haidua on this item. So now that we comes along Chazal, and Chazal says, the getter of when we set it up, is you're being moida on this item. So what is this item? Is this item the one you're holding in your hands? Is item everything in front of you? So that's step number one. Okay, so now that I do that, be'etzim, the nusach that I said was a min kloli. So therefore, the musik of Greira, the mechayev is I have to say, be moida on what I have in front of me. I'm ready to go. And I have this fruit in front of me, I'm about to be inherited from it. That's the right time. So it's the right time now to say thank you to Kodesh Baruch Hu before you eat it. So I say thank you. How do I say thank you? I say, Rosh, you are a good bench that you make Paris Simela, Mimela is the musik of Greira. So what prevents Greira to continue? Hesach Hadas. Shini Mokum, so we have halachas of when we look at each achil is not a continuation, but it's a new ma'aseh. A new ma'aseh is mekayev a new bracha. You can't lie. I said at Shacharit in the Yemen Road this morning at 8:30 on my first. You know, so now it's 9 o'clock at night. But you know, I said Shacharit in the Yemen Road today already. So Chazal said, no. That's not a continuation. That's not grora anymore. It's not schlepping with. It's a new ma'aseh. So the ma'aser, there's a sort of hesek adas, so there's a sort of shinimok, and there's a discussion of nimlach. You know, all of these, all of that context. But anything which is not a hesek adas and shinimok, and it's not a nimlach, it's a schlepping with. The bracha is takan achal on it, because the bracha was described. I'm about to be in the hand from this thing. I made a bracha on that idea. But since the nusach of bracha was a kolias nusach, it's nimshach to everything else, which is going to be continued to eaten in this setting.
If your first thing you eat is a shakal and then you have the food afterwards, so why is there not nigra after that shakal?
So that's what the Rashba says. You can't use a bracha from a less kosher to a more kosher. It's not automatically included.
Even it's the same nusach.
So Kalba Kharmer went to a different nusach, so I make it. So that's a discussion in Halacha, which we'll look at also. A person makes a Bri Pi Adama, there's a Bri Pi Eitz, and he makes a Bri Pi Adama first, and Bidi Eber Bri Pi Adama, there's a Mitzvah of the Eitz. So the assumption in Halacha is that it did not go on the Eitz. Some poskim say, even if you had Beferish Kavanah, it doesn't go on the Eitz. If you ate it directly on the Eitz, so it's Chal on the Eitz. But over here, it has what to be Chal on. So to use that bracha for something else, they're not going to let you. And some say, no, if you have Beferish Kavanah, it'll work. But if you didn't have Kavanah Kavanah, just Derech Rora, the bracha was said on these and not on that. That has a different Sibas Achiev, so you can't be Motzi with that. Okay. So the Rashi introduces this musig of Derech Rora, and we're trying to say a little bit of a Hezber in what the Rashi was saying. And we pointed out that the Rashi for Lachara seemingly is not stimming with the rush.
What happened to Rosh Hashanah's question along that wrong? Did we resolve that?
No, the Chazanish, well, the Chazanish said that he is being mekalk between by over there, that there's no bracha, a chalois bracha on an item, it's just on the qualious concept. The Chazanish said that's really the correct way to understand what really happened with Rechaz and Henan also. So, but there's a din being a bracha well the helnos, and that's makayim a din of yamin. Whatever reason, that's why that's so. So by birchas mitzvahs also that could be true. You should makayim a din of yamin. That's where the chazanish understands it. Now, again, that's not so poshut because first. So now, so let's say a person starts the meal. And he starts eating Paris, and he didn't have Paris Kavanah, Dafka one, and they bring a second pre. He had no das on it, was somewhere else in the house, he had no das to eat it, the Chachila, they bring a second pre. So, but if the first min still is intact, you haven't finished eating the first apple, they bring a second apple, you say, I'll have a second one, you don't need a new bracha. Hilchos Tzitzis, a person decides makes a bracha on a pair of tzitzis, and before he puts on the tzitzis, they hand him a second one. He says, "No, put on both. You need a new bracha." So the Taz HaMogarom over there asked Maishnah from Hilchos Peiris, where you don't need to make a new bracha on the second apple. The tzitzis are still there. You're holding it, right? So they say, well, the derech is that person brings a second fruit. The derech isn't that person that puts on two begadim of tzitzis. The Achronim would say, well, what would be if the person always does? It's holding the derech klal or this person specifically. But they ask if it doesn't stem with Hilchos in Hilchos Yerodeya. We have the case by Shechita. Over here, Shechita Lach is that the bracha on the first, they bring you one animal to shechit, and then the shechit with shechting. Then he makes the bracha, and they bring him a second one. See, the bracha goes through for the second one as well. So why does it work over there? What's the difference? And that, but by tzitzis, it doesn't work. That's the question which the Taz Blaib Sarachian. Oh, so the chara, so some, so over there, we'll look at the sugya over there in Yerodea. There's some of the Nosei Kelim, or Mechalatina, Shekha Kavua, which Derech, would you bring the Shekha? People bring the Shekha thing to Shekha. So when he makes the bracha, that's like him getting a second or apple afterwards, right? As opposed to Shekha Shekha Kavua, he went right now to Shekha one animal. He's not, his derech is not to have multiple animals, you know. He knows how to shecht, and he went to the backyard to shecht his chicken. And they said, oh, yeah, I'll shecht mine also. Right? That would be different than the shecht who in the town. Well, that's what happens. That's his job. So he sits in the morning waiting for people to come to bring him chickens. Right? So that would be a chiluk. Right? The Taz doesn't say that chiluk. Right? So what am I getting at? If you looked at the birchas and mitzvahs, the birchas and the henin are a different process, so the conversation doesn't make sense. Right? The whole conversation doesn't make sense. If you look at that both are a din of chalois, or neither is a din of chalois, then we have a conversation. Right? But if you learn that the getter by birchas and henin is that there's a din chalois, whereas by birchas and mitzvahs that's not true, so then, you know, so Chalois is a mile and a chasor, right? Here we're seeing the chasor of chalois. The mile of chalois also wants a bracha chal. There's a din of gur or something. But if there's no din of a chalois bracha by birchas and mitzvahs, so then the pshat is when the shaykh says mitzvah al hashkita. The reason why it works in multiple animals is because the bracha, he had kavanah for the bracha of each one of them. So then, of course, you know, you need a new bracha when you get another one. It's not, there's nothing greater. Chalois is what allows Greira, right? So if it's a getter of Chalois, so then the Rashi introduces the Muslim of Greira, the Chari, it seems to be saying there's a din of Chalois. Not like the Chazich sort of like Machs Arabek, or they quote him that he Machs Arabek. Now there's a Chazanish in Sefer, which I'm not sure that it's a Raya Kenegat or not. He says a svara that the bracha shani nisaches is yosha l'te'ima rishona. V'chol asura nitzvo l'bracha. So there's a musig of the bracha is ikar said on that te'ima rishona. I'm not sure, you know, it's one of these, you know, classic chazanishas. He just says like, that's the getter, you know, you have to like mechadesi, you know. See, it's coming to Masber, the difference between Bracha Rishon and Bracha Achron. Bracha Rishon, that's true. Bracha Achron, that's not true. You're done. You're not eating anymore. So then it's equally Misyach as everything which you ate before. Whereas Bracha Rishon specifically is on that first Te'ima, and that which it's continues afterwards is V'chol Asura Nitzvo LeBracha. So he wants to know, the question he's asking over there is like, if I have a doma and an eitz in front of me, why do I make a bracha? Bracha Hashem l'kinim achalam b'rei p'yo doma u'b'rei p'yo eitz. You say, ala eitz, ala eitz, and bala mikra, bala kalkola, bala gevim, ala gevim. We seem to be happy throwing like 14 different things into there, but there, why can't we do the same thing over here? He says, because there's a din of... What? No, the question, why is Hashem l'beyo? Why didn't Chazal set it up? Depends what you're eating. The same way Chazal set up that the ala mikra, you can... include multiple different types of foods in Alamich. You should be able to include multiple types of different foods in your break your eggs. You say break your eggs, break your zonas, you know, like, you know, why did they say a different Shem Hashem each time, you know? Right? So he says, because the first bite is on one of them. He says, you want to be the guy's, a Chachman has both at the same time, but that's not the standard way. Simei Lo Chazal said a different Nusach HaBracha in each one. Mashing HaBracha HaKroino. So he says, the Bracha is the Yachas to the team of Rishonim. That's where he's coming to be Masber. So is that, will that answer our question? Why does a Musig of a greater concept? It was Yisachas of Tim Rishona. So then, it's on Chol Yasamin, but it's Yisachas of Tim Rishona. It's the Musig of greater. I don't know what to do with that Chazanish, whether it solves that problem or not. But it's something that's in Lamed Zion. Excuse me, Lamed Dalid Zion. Okay. The next question, which somebody asked me, hello, you don't know, fine. I remember. Is can you be magvil a bracha? So if bracha works derech grora, so that would sort of preclude the musaf of being magvil a bracha. You make a bracha on X, and everything else is sort of slept with, whether you like it or not. It's not up to you. If the whole Yisrael Bracha is based on your Das, you should have the Magbel the Bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch, I think in Kufa and Dalet, raises the question, so break for you, Goffin, can you might see other, might see the wine that you drink, Techa Suda, or is it Pircha the Yamba Suda? You sat down to have some wine before the meal. That's introduction to the meal. So now we had Yain Shal Kiddush, part of the wine which comes to the Mosin. We had a Madal Ashulchan, part of Yain Shal Sechel Mosin. The person says, okay, right away he decides to eat the Lava Malka. He's going to have some wine during the Lava Malka. So the Beit Pirkei Avot, he says, during the Havdalah, includes the wine, Tachasuda. V'yesh Sharmin, she'ein birchus yayin Havdalah, poter elim kein, not the yod of Karim Havdalah. So, no, the Havdalah Maisa Betzim is not Shaykh Dimil, it's a separate, it's not, Kiddush is a Haskola Sasuda. Person has no chiyuv to make a birchus yayin. He decides to have some wine, that we can perceive as Haskola Sasuda. Over here is the Birchas Yayin, it has nothing to do with the Suda. He has it then, he has a Chiyuv to say Abdullah. It happens to be Zinim Lama Malka. So this Shita holds that it's a Tosis. The Rosh holds that it works, the Tosis holds it doesn't. So therefore, the Hilcha Mavel, Kadam Matila. So Tosis says that if you wash the Hilcha Yadayim for Lama Malka, and you realize you didn't say Abdullah, so the Abdullah is Tarek HaSuda because you can't eat without saying Abdullah. So you say Abdullah, you don't have to wash again. It's not a Hesach Adas. So you'll say Abdullah, you wash, say Al Tizadayim, you say Abdullah, then you say Moitzi, and then that yain will be part of the yain Tachasuda. Hechem Avdol Kadam Matila Yechav Mishal Ohoitzi Yayin Shul Tachasuda. So the Eitz is, have a Beferish Kavona, that this Brech Brech Kavona that you're saying right now doesn't include the wine Tachasuda. So then you'll have to make a Brech of the yain Tachasuda. So the Chabar saying you can be Magbel your Bracha. That my Birchas Yayin is for this and not for that. I, according to the Rosh, this part was that, but I have Kavanah not. Right? Okay. So far, so good, right?
Well, if you're making the Pater, and then you can make the Birchas and then the Birchas Yayin,
okay. So. Anytime I'm trying to avoid a suffix, that can say the bracha and tzricha. My tzricha says to be able to do the halacha properly. Okay, so there's a famous to a shore which the Shari Tshuva quotes over here. Simeon test, which is that's the Simeon Yerodei about about the Birchas Hashchita, which is what we have a look at. Okay. So if a person shechts multiple birds, it's then a kisei adam. So the correct thing to do is he makes the Birchas Hashchita, and he shechts all the birds, and then he does Birchas kisei adam, and he makes a bracha on kisei adam and all of the dam. That's the if a person did make a bracha on the kisei, so it's not considered a hefsek, because it's part of sarach hashchita to do kisei adam. Let's say the person thought the halacha is that since you're doing kisei adam in between, it needs a new bracha rishana on the shechita every time, a bracha on the shechita every time. So he made a bracha. He planned the six chickens. He made a bracha on the shechita on the first one, believing that he's mechuyav to say a bracha on the second one. He had first das only to be mitzi the first chicken with the brachas hashchita, not to cover the other ones as well, because of his mistaken halacha. But the decision was about a decision. The motivation was incorrect, right? But that's what he thought. So he decided, I'm making a bracha on the shechita only for this first one. Now he comes to the second one. What's the halacha? So the Pichadish and the Bush say that he has to make a bracha, because the bracha b'shanim was only al das kisei echad on the first one. So the two shars is like this. I find this very difficult. So like this, what about the following case? This is the case of Shari Chuba quotes in Reshua. The guy had 30 nuts in front of him. But that's a lechu kulam. He plans to eat all of the nuts. But ubir chalei b'toyahu b'server shetzarch l'barachal kol echad. He thought he was supposed to give him a bracha, and he's not. You know, we'll give him a title. You know, right? It lends itself to the title. Yeah. Right. That's what he thought. Then somebody says, No! You don't need to do that. So what's the halacha? He had a bracha beferish. I'm eating. Make a bracha on this nut because I'm planning to make another bracha on that nut. Because that's what he thought you're supposed to do. So his plan was, it's mamash's case, right? So he says, you're going to tell me you need 30 brachas. Or 29 brachas, whatever we correct him from his mistake, that he needs a bracha anyway, because it's about an ish. Because you know, Shem is in circle of Baruch Sheinis. It's not Nimlach. Nimlach, Lipshad, is it's a new. I ended my achila. Oh, right, I didn't end my achila. I'm trying to eat. So the lach is, you make a bracha, it includes everything, it's gar everything which is part of the achila. This is part of the achila. The fact that you made, you mean you make a bracha, doesn't take away that din. So the bracha, you only one bracha, you can't be magmal the bracha, because that's why, as much as what you're planning to eat, or as much as you're planning to share, that's what the bracha goes on. That's what the Tzvur Shor times. Pichadosh, and the Lord say not like that. Over here then, the Simeon test.
Is there a difference between being magmal and
the bracha? Lachar, shouldn't be a difference. So Lachar, we're back to, if you learn that the way the bracha works is you have mechavim for each one, so I said prayer I'm not mechavim for it. Well, I should have, that's a different issue. But my bracha is I'm planning to shech six birds, so my bracha is I'm planning to shech bracha on bird number one. This same bracha goes on bird number two, and the same bracha goes on bird number three. It's six brachas and we're all into one. Well, I only made one bracha. I made a bracha on the first one because I planned to have a bracha on the second one. So the Pre-Chadosh and the Labush are right. If you learn that the Pshat works at their Greira concept, so then you're not the Bailam on the Greira. If this is all one Hemshech, so he seems to learn that such a Musaf applies by Birchas and Mitzvahs also. But the Shulchan Aruch seems to say it works. So the steer Mishaburas does not seem to be Ma'ara Kenega that Shulchan Aruch over there. Mishaburas seems to follow to Rishor in other places. So, what?
The Mishaburas says he by Birchas Mitzvah?
He says even Birchas Mitzvahs. But Kabbalah Chorma Birchas and Hanan, the Shulchan Aruch Tzom Birchas and Hanan, Beit Pi HaGolfin. So, just my goal today was to get you confused. No, my goal today was to introduce you to how much this little Tosfos over here is Poshet Like, it's the tip of an iceberg of a major sugya in the Hilchos Brachos, which I've been avoiding until now, because it's such a, it's a very broad sugya, but I think this time, Hiki Yasman.
We Nigra, right? Already.
What?
We Nigra.
Yeah, you're Nigra. It says that, you know, Shashirim Khan Machag, the Rebbe's Nigra after the Talmidim, otherwise the Talmud Nigra after the Rebbe. So Hiki Yasman, we got
to
do the sugya.
For sure, we have to be good.
No.